Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So what is heart failure? Well, it's a condition of the heart that affects 5.8 million patients in the United States and is associated with about 310,000 deaths a year. So it's a significant heart condition. You know, it's exactly what the name says. Heart failure is when the heart fails. Okay, now to really understand this, you have to remember that there's the left side of the heart and the right side of the heart. The right side of the heart's job is to bring the blood from the lungs. The left side of the heart is to push that blood out to the body. So often what you hear people talk about is as a right-sided failure versus a left-sided failure, the right ventricle versus the left ventricle. I think an easier way, though, to really understand heart failure is so you have the right and the left side, but another way to look at it is the heart has to fill with blood, and then the heart has to pump the blood out. Forget the left and right side. The heart has to fill and then pump that out. If it's the right side of the heart, it pumps it out to the lungs. If it's the left side of the heart, it pumps it out to the body. So you can have a type of heart failure where maybe the heart becomes stiff. You know, infections can do this, for instance. And as a matter of fact, the flu virus can cause heart failure. It's rare, but it does happen. And it causes the heart to become real stiff, and it can't fill. That's called a fillure failure. It's also called diastolic failure, because when the heart is filling, it's called diastole, when the heart's relaxing and filling. So that's a diastolic failure from a stiff heart. On the other hand, if it can't pump it out, that's called a forward failure, or it's called a systolic failure, which is systole, which is when the heart's forcing the blood out, it's pumping. So you have a filling failure or a pushing out failure. And you can have either one, in some cases, both at the same time. They rank heart failure in terms of what are called classes, and there's four main classes of heart failure, and it's based upon really how well the heart is pumping out. They don't really measure it based on how hard it is to fill the heart. It's really about pushing the blood out, and that's known as ejection fraction. So when the blood comes into the heart, how much of that is actually being pushed out? It's called ejection fraction. And the lower that gets, the worse the heart failure. So class one is maybe an ejection fraction that's, maybe 10% what it normally should be, versus class four, which is where people can't even get out of bed. That's an ejection fraction of maybe, 80% less of what it should be. These people really need a heart transplant. So they have classes one through four. Now, conventional treatment of heart failure has not really changed in, 25, 30 years. There have been some advances with mechanical devices that help the heart pump. But beyond that, at least when it comes to the chemical prescriptions, nothing's really changed. The big drug we use is called digoxin or DIG. And it's just a nasty drug. It has all kinds of side effects. As a matter of fact, you have to measure people's blood levels, because if DIG gets too high, it can be devastating to people. So you have to have a DIG blood level checked periodically when you're on it. So there's really not much on the conventional side. Even the devices they've developed have helped some, but not tremendously. So I want to review some of the more natural treatment options that are there that at least should be used with some of those conventional treatments. The first one is CoQ10, ubiquinol CoQ10 in the British Medical Journal 2007. This was a multi-center, randomized placebo-controlled trial, showed a 50% reduction in cardiovascular events and a 44% reduction in cardiovascular death. Just simply giving heart failure patients in any class 1 through 4, CoQ10. CoQ10 reduced morbidity and mortality significantly. Ubiquinol CoQ10. Very simple, very cheap. Cheap, definitely cheap compared to the devices and drugs that are used. So there was another study, another trial. This one a few years later in 2013. It was called the Q Symbio trial. It was published in the European Journal of Heart Failure 2013. 100 milligrams of ubiquinol CoQ10 three times a day, so we're up to 300 milligrams, showed us significantly less likely to die from heart failure, significantly less likely to die from any cause, and significantly less likely to have a major adverse cardiac event during the study period compared with control subjects. So this study, this Q Symbio trial, is simply confirming what we learned in the study published in the British Medical Journal 2007, that CoQ10 reduces morbidity and mortality significantly. So, I don't know where conventional cardiologists stand with CoQ10, whether they're using it across the board in their different heart failure patients. I don't know. These are two large, reproducible clinical trials, and that word reproducible is important. We always want to be able to reproduce study results. It just adds credibility to the conclusion. So these are similar studies, large studies using CoQ10 showing significant improvement in morbidity and mortality. I don't know what they're waiting for if they're not using CoQ10 in all of their heart failure patients. There's another one I want to mention, and that's hawthorn. Hawthorn is an herb. It has specific compounds in it called procyanidins. And the efficacy of hawthorn in the treatment of heart failure has been demonstrated in over 4,000 patients. So hawthorn, this is one of those things that I love to use, with some of my conventional doctor friends who tell me that supplements have never been studied. Here's a perfect example of how untrue that is. Hawthorn has been studied in over 4,000 heart failure patients, showing positive benefit. So that's just a lie. The supplements have been studied extensively. What they have found overall, if you just look at all the hawthorn studies, if you summarize them, you're talking about significant reductions in subjective symptom ratings in patients, improved ejection fractions, like I just mentioned those before, and increased cardiac efficiency. So the heart is pumping better, it's working better, and people are feeling better when they take hawthorn. And again, that's been tested in over 4,000 patients. There's a specific trial called the SPICE trial. This was published in the European Journal of Heart Failure 2008. This was a randomized control study of 2,681 heart failure patients, class 2 or 3. So these are some sick people. They all had ejection fractions equal to or less than 50%. So again, sick people. They were given 900 milligrams a day of a hawthorn extract, providing about 160 milligrams of those cyanidins. So we're talking about an extract concentrated with the key compound, the procyanidins. Okay, that's key here. It's not just hawthorn by itself. You want to make sure you're doing an extract with those procyanidins. Okay, what they found in this study was a significant reduction in cardiovascular mortality, significant reduction in sudden cardiac death. All of this was even better in the most sickest of these patients who had really, really low ejection fractions. So hawthorn is another natural, supplement that's been studied and has over and over again has been shown to be beneficial in heart failure. The last one is Arjuna. That's a native Indian tree. The bark of the tree has been used in Ayurvedic medicine for centuries. Again, just a lot of good studies behind it, just like hawthorn. So, maybe a combination of CoQ10, hawthorn, and Arjuna, I think is something we should look into for heart failure patients. Definitely the CoQ10. So if you have heart failure, at least get on CoQ10. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.